Good coverage there by Jalen West. So good throwaway by Raby there. Not much going on. Good coverage there by the Blue Jays defense. So Noah Streveler comes out for maybe the third time today.
We did just have a penalty or something, or the ref. Yep.
No, they're looking to – I was thinking that too, but nope. If it was, it was declined, and it was against Carroll. But so Cockrell, Jacob Cockrell is back there to return, and I don't know if that's Max McCarville to his right, but they're at McCarville's at the – excuse me, Cockrell's at about the 19, and here's the punt. Under heavy coverage, he gets it off, and a fair catch is made right – short of the 20 there by McCarville. So good to see McCarville back in the game after that big hit that the Drake put on him before halftime.
Yeah, yeah. Good thing he called a fair catch, too, because there were three piles coming in like heat-seeking missiles.
So. Well, the good news for the Blue Jay offense is that the sun is at their back. So, and it's kind of blinding for the piles going in the direction towards the Lamaze, towards the scoreboard. So, kind of a quiet third quarter so far with changes of possessions. Twins left, single receiver right, tailback on Acosta's right. Here's the snap. Acosta looks to his right. He's going downfield. He's got Cockrell. It's caught, but great coverage there.
Good timing.
The Bridges of Marion County broke that one up. A little high, but Cockrell had a hand on it. But great job by Bridges coming over the top to knock it away. Good timing, good clean hit. So second and 10 for the Blue Jays. 9:05 remaining in the third quarter.
You know, I do have to say, after that one touchdown catch by Cockrell, he's been fairly quiet. I hope I didn't just...
No, you're right. I think we got to credit the Pios defense on that. Pistol formation, Twins left, single receiver right. They're going to go to Pollock, and he's got some yardage.
Boy, he's got some room.
He turned that up for an 11-yard gain. Clock continues to run as the chain gang moves up to reassemble. 8:54 remaining in the third quarter. So another point of contention, if you're the Blue Jays coach, you got it. The clock should stop until the chain gang's ready to readjust.
Yeah.
So when you're trailing 45-7, you need all the seconds you can get.
You got that right, boss.
So ball at the 33, first and 10 Blue Jays. Twins left, single receiver right. It's going to be a handoff again to Pollock, and he almost had a big one, but he still gets 7 yards.
He doesn't stumble on that one.
Shoestring tackle there by, what's that number there? Number 8 from the Pios.
Hartman.
Don't see him in the two deep, so we got to go to the book here. Hayden Hartman, that's correct. The sophomore from Mankato, Minnesota. Twins right on a second and about two. And they're going deep now. They're going long to Cockrell.
He's open.
This time he catches it.
Oh, nice play by Elmhurst.
Brought down by Bridges. It is a completed pass.
Oh, he says he dropped it, I think.
But they said he was down, though, after the he dropped it after the contact. Referee's pointing the ground, so... A big first down for the Blue Jays all the way to the 25-yard line of the Pios. No, make that the 20.
That was a big pass.
It's a big catch. Pios are contesting that. He dropped the ball after the catch. Didn't have it long enough, but it looked like when Bridges brought him down, that's when the ball popped loose. So,
do we do challenges? And
yeah, they don't. Not for Division III.
No.
Single receivers both sides. Pollock on Acosta's left. He fakes it. Oh,
he's got some room.
Fakes both ways. Looks downfield. He's got a guy. It's Cockrell heading for the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Jays. So it was kind of a fake reverse. He faked one hand off right, faked a hand off to the receiver coming around. And then that bought him some time to hit Cockrell on an out pattern. And so second touchdown for Cockrell and the Blue Jays. And it's now 45-13 with 7:15 remaining in the third quarter. So at least we're making it interesting here. As the extra point kicker comes on, that's Malachi Correa from Canton, Illinois. Up, oh, we got some movement here.
Yep.
So the Blue Jays will be pushed back here. You know, you figure there's really not that much going on with an extra point as someone who used to be a holder.
Yeah.
you know, unless you're going for the two-point conversion and you want to try to get the offset, the defense to jump, but that really should just be.
They've just got more room to work with now, right?
It's a longer kick, yeah. So,
well, nothing's easy in this game.
That's for sure. When you got 11 guys to manage. Snap and holder good, and so is the extra point. So 7:15 remaining. The Blue Jays are the first to get on the board in the third quarter, but they still trail our beloved Pios 45-14. We're going to take a quick break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Civic Radio Network, and we're on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM. Here comes the kick.
There you go, Korea kicking off to Keon Miller. Oh, it's a shorter kick.
That's going to go out of bounds.
They're going to let that go out of bounds. And the flag will be dropped, so ball should be spotted at the 35. Yeah, got an injured Blue Jay in the field. He gets back up, though. He's going to limp off. So I think he's going to be fine. Yep, he's actually running back, so. So with the penalty, that should put the ball at the 40-yard line. So good start for the Pios. You hate to celebrate the sun being shaded by some clouds here, but it favors the Pio offense who are playing into the sun. Actually, it's a re-kick. Interesting. So they pin the Blue Jays further back on the kickoff. This is interesting. I wonder, do the Pios get a choice on that, or is it, I always thought it was just automatic, spot the ball at the 35 or 40.
I'll have to ask the coaches this week when I see
them.
Yeah,
I think because the ball was going out of bounds at the 30-ish, that I think that's when they give the,
yeah,
because it's just really a 3-yard gain, net gain. So now Korea kicking off from his 30-yard line here. Keon Miller all the way up to the 21-yard line of the Pios. 7:15 remaining in the third quarter. And with these darker clouds, we might even see some rain here. I hate to say it. Pio's now lead has been cut to 45-14. So let's see what kind of response they have here. And it's another pooch kick. Oh, Josh Hill and Miller collide, but Miller picks it up. He's running to his right. Got some good blocking.
He's got a little room.
Flag is down, though. It's going to come back. But Miller goes all the way. Brought down about the 34, but it's going to come back. 33. Another flag comes down. And that one might be against the Blue Jays on a really a dangerous tackle. Miller's shaking up there on the hit. He was body slammed.
Yeah, they kind of like twisted him around the neck or something when they brought him down.
He looked
down.
Like one
really
of those
vicious.
Like fights you see in a movie where the guy, like a martial arts movie, where the guy flipped him over.
And yeah.
So that could be the, you know, do you offset this or, you know, punt over or what? Or kick over? Because the hold was way back at around the 20s. Miller went all the way upfield. He was tackled around the 35.
We'll see what the call is here.
How do you manage two penalties happening at different sides of the field? I think you offset. Ooh, so that's a personal foul on the Piles on the legal blindside. So there's no call on that second play, and Coach Buda doesn't like it. He's out there in the field talking to the umpire. That's what we call the guy in the white hat, so I know we're not playing baseball, even though we are playing the Blue Jays. But Buda's still very upset. He's walking. He's
fans
looking.
Fans are upset, too. I'm hearing.
Yeah, that. I just. The way that Miller's brought down, it almost like the guy grabbed his helmet and, like, threw him, you know, like, by his head. But instead of what we thought were offsetting personal fouls, it's just going to be one. And it's weird. They just, I guess the. Well, they're at their 21. So Twins left, single receiver, right ball on the right hash. Jackson Case on Raby's left. Here's the snap. Raby looks to his left. He's going deep.
Boy, he's got him.
Keckia Miller.
Just missed him.
There's good coverage there by Jeffrey Lelighter, the freshman from Antioch near the borderland. Great pass by Raby. Did not miss by much there. That was a great toss there by the Axeman. So that makes it 2nd and 10, 7 minutes remaining. Ball at the 21 of the Pios on the right hash. Twins right, Twins left, single receiver right. Jackson Case. And Raby's right. Here's the snap. Raby looks to his left again. And he over just a little high there for a dangerous play, actually. Josh Hill couldn't bring it in. And number 2, Chris Reeves on the coverage there. So now it's 3rd and 10. After 2 incomplete passes. 6:55 remaining. So Tripp's left, no receiver right. Case on Raby's left. Raby gets a snap. He rolls out left. He's in some trouble, and he's going to get sacked. Number 8, Bryce Gable with the tackle. One of the standouts on this Elmhurst defense, getting his name back in again.
Das is no good.
Yeah, that's a 4th and probably a good
mile.
17 or 18 there.
Well, not a mile, but
from the pile 14. Yeah, but you're right. Noah Streveler is in the front of the end zone here for the Pios. And so, and again, we've got Cockrell and Max McCarville back to receive for Elmhurst. Here's a snap. Some pressure, and it's a high but a small punt. Takes a Pio bounce and will not be returned. And good job by the Pios. It still rolls, finally dies at about the 29. So that turned out really nicely for the Pios.
It really did.
Having to kick from their own 14-yard line.
So got a big kick
good
there.
Good net gain. And I think the way that he did it turned out beautifully. That went all the way into the air. That would have been returned 20 or 30 yards, potentially.
Doesn't it feel like to you that the momentum is on
Elmer's it's on Elmer's side. Sides
it
now.
It does.
Yeah.
It feels like Mr. Mojo's over there.
But not only that, with those 3 incomplete passes, not a lot of time was taken off the clock here. So we got a pistol formation for Acosta and company. Twins right, single receiver left, ball in the left hash here. 1st and 10 for the Blue Jays. It's a handoff left. Boy, he gets met in the backfield there. Big tackle. Steven Lazarus. Or no. Nick Montes, excuse me. Big Nick Montes again.
Nick's
making
having a
his
great
presence
game.
Known. He sure is.
2nd and 14.
They're yep.
Giving him a loss of 4 on that play.
Nick Montes, the senior from Northbrook, Illinois, Glenbrook North High School, playing against some guys he played with in high school. So, 2nd and 14 after the loss. Twins right, single receiver left. Here's a snap. He looks left, and it's, oh! Klinger again. Just can't catch a cold today. That's the 2nd or 3rd drop from him. And great pressure, too, from Montes. So Blue Jays didn't look like they traveled real heavy when you look at the lineup on the field, but and not to really cast aspersions or trash anyone, but the struggles that Klinger has been having, you figure you'd give another tight end a shot here. So now a 3rd and 14 for the Blue Jays, and you talk about momentum shifting. Well, let me pause. Acosta's been known to convert on 3rd and long here. Trips right, no receivers left. Tailback on his left. He's under some pressure. He's going to get sacked.
That's it. He's done.
Yum, 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 yum. That's Wisconsin. Cheese curds and football. Elios Martinez and Steven Lazarus combine. On a sack sandwich.
Boy, they
all the way to the 17.
Didn't have a chance, man. They were all over them.
4th and 22 for the mullet. Punting. Sammy Muth right at the 50-yard line. No, he's moving up actually a couple more yards. Coaches are telling him to move up. And waiting on one more member of the punt personnel for Elmhurst to get in here. Clock winding, 4:36 and counting. Here's the snap. Good pressure. Punt gets off.
Touch to Pio.
They got to get on that.
I thought it touched Elmhurst guy.
Elmhurst got the ball.
Elmhurst has the ball in the muff. I didn't think it touched the pile. I thought it touched
the
Blue Jay.
It did. It bounced into him.
Wow.
Hey, they got to get out of the way.
Got to get out of the way. Because even if that rolls, it's going to roll to the 30. It's still good field position. So a big mental mistake. I don't know which Pio touched it. I thought Sammy Muth was staying away from it.
That was number four.
And Coach Buda now is really incensed. Or no, that's not Coach Buda. That's another coach that's talking to him. So Blue Jays back in business again after another fortunate mishap by the Pios. Blue Jays back in business at the Pio 40-yard line, 4:24 remaining. Twins right, single receiver left. Wing tight end left. Here's a snap. He's looking down to Cockrell.
He's got him. He's got away.
He's down. Nick Montes started it. And number 93, Tim Nelson, the junior from Racine Lutheran, finished him off. So another big sack by the Pio defense puts the Blue Jays back at the 47. They were going for all the marbles there with Jacob Cockrell, but he was double covered downfield.
Nick Montes having a monster game.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's pretty fired up.
I'd love to get the stat on how many sacks. Yep.
Luke Brosig
so
in at the end now. Twins right, single receiver left, tight end in motion from the left to the right, tailback on Costa's right. Here it is, second along. It's a draw play, and he's going nowhere.
They just stood him up. Yep. He had nowhere to go.
Damon Loker in on that with Elios Martinez. Brosig was also in there with Montes. So that makes it 3rd and 17. Ball at the 47 of the Pios. 3:15 and counting here in the third quarter, a 45-14. And offensively, point-wise, it's been all Blue Jays here in this half.
Boy, like you say, the momentum is definitely on the blue side here.
Yeah. But the defense, Pio's defense, though, that should have been a three and out earlier. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash, tailback on his left. Acosta, quick pass down the middle. He's got a guy. It's Carpenter. He's caught, brought down there. And that was Elliott Miller on the tackle with help from, I think that was Will Campbell. But he's still got 10 yards to go here. And Coach Murray's keeping his offense out in the field here with 4th and 10. And why not? Trailing 45-14 and clock winding, 2:30.
Pio's counting in the third quarter. Stop them here. Come on.
Big stop.
You need to be alert on defense.
And, of course, the Blue Jays, when you look at time, they have to convert here too. So here we go. Twins right, single receiver left, ball in the left hash at the 40, a 4th and 10. And Murray's going for Cockrell. Double coverage there, and it's out of bounds, not catchable, and the Pios will take over and downs with good field position and a great adjustment there by the Pios. The bridges of Marion County with help from the Drake, Emmanuel, at the safety spot. And really,
that ball never had a chance.
It really didn't. And, you know, and the fact that the Pios were there to react. Great coverage.
It was.
On Jacob Cockrell. And I know you danced with the girl who brought you, but, you know, when he's getting covered like that, you got to look for other assets. So here comes the Pios with Josh Raby. Ball at the 40-yard line, right hash. Twins left, single receiver right. Jackson Case in the game now on Raby's right. And he fakes the handoff. It's a quick pass to Trevor Hancock there, coming out of a left wing to the right. And, clock continues to run as he's brought down after about a four. Actually, they're calling it a 5-yard gain there to the 45, so friendly spot for Trevor Hancock. Hancock scored the only passing touchdown against North Central last week. 2nd and 5, clock continues to run, 1:40 and counting. Ball on the right hash, Twins left, single receiver right, tight end wing right, Case on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby back to pass. Got a guy, and it's caught. Good coverage, but it's caught. I think that's Josh Hill.
Heavy coverage.
It's Hill, yep.
Hill made a great grab.
He sure did. That was good coverage there by the corner. But it's another Pio first down. 1:19 and counting. And again, that clock shouldn't be moving while they're waiting for the chain gang to adjust. In college, in high school. Twins left, single receiver right. Case on Raby's right here. 1st and 10, 1:05 and counting. Fakes to Case on the snap. Going downfield, Oh!
Almost
great
got him.
Pass to Hancock, but great deflection there by the corner. Got to credit that that Elmhurst defense on that. Number 32, Danny French, the freshman from St. Charles, St. Francis High School. A guy named French who goes to St. Francis. Or went there anyway. So make it second and 10, and that was a great defensive play because Raby threw a beautiful pass to Hancock.
It really was. I thought he was going to get it, and that was just
good
jump
defensive
ball.
Play, yeah. Single receivers both sides, side and wing right. They hand off to Case up the middle, and he fights through for some positive yardage, maybe three or four.
Maybe it was a little fumble thing.
A 3 yard gain. You know, I see something. The quarterbacks, there's someone warming up in the back behind the Elmhurst line. I keep thinking it's a flag flying because it's going on while the play's going on. But, so 40 seconds and counting in the third quarter. A third and seven for the Pios at the 42 of the Blue Jays. I think they're going to at least run one play here, or let the clock run as much as it can. Twins left, single receiver right, ball on the right hash. Case on Raby's left. Here's the snap. Raby looks to his left, and he's going. Oh, what a catch!
What a nice catch. First down.
Josh Hill again. So on top of three touchdowns, some key receptions like he's been doing all season. And that was great coverage again.
Chains are rattling.
They sure are. Chris Reeves on that. Really good coverage. It's a great pass and catch between Raby and Hill. And that up.
Piles
timeout's called
timeout.
Out here with 6 seconds left in the third quarter. We'll keep it here. Interesting, but you figure you'd let that clock run. But I think they want to keep going to this side. They want to maybe set up one play. Maybe the wind favors them on that side.
Yeah, I think the wind favors them here for this last play.
So, but you figure up 45-14, you'd want to take those seconds off the clock and minimize any threat of a Blue Jay comeback. And Piles, in spite of great defense, have given the Blue Jays plenty of opportunities, at least with the punt return team. An illegal formation gave the Blue Jays a first down instead of a fourth down punt. And then on a punt later on in the quarter, a low punt hits a Pio, and Blue Jays, they go from like their 15 all the way to the Pio 40-yard line. But Blue Jays haven't been able to take advantage of these mishaps. And, again, a credit to the Pio defense who's really come through. I mean, there might be three or four sacks already in this half and some great tackles behind the line of scrimmage. So, and good coverage there on their primary receiver, Jacob Cockrell, who has two touchdowns today and the second one in this half. So here it is, 6 seconds left. Ball in the left hash here on a first and 10 at the 33. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's right. Raby's rolling out right. Case with him. Raby under heavy pressure. He gets hit. And he's down. That's a sack. That'll count as a sack here. And that'll do it for the third quarter.
Should be the last play of the quarter. Yep.
Yep. So.
And Don and Johnny, it's been a pleasure to be in the booth.
Yeah, glad you're here. Jake Nisko with the sack.
I need to go play, help out with my 15th year reunion. So
I love it.
Thank you, guys.
Congrats. Thanks so much. Greg Wanchiner,
Triple G.
Thanks for joining us. And you got help going down? Oh, great. Fantastic. So it's really been our honor to have a prestigious Carroll alumnus and Waukesha North alumnus. And he was very sporting about not rubbing it in about the North Stars' big win last night against our beloved Blackshirts. So always a joy when Triple G's in the house here. So, and with the end of the third quarter, we will take a quick actually, no, we'll keep it here, Johnny. You know, Johnny and I got some catching up to do. And
well, what a great game for the Piles, you know, on the homecoming weekend. You always want to see this kind of result.
You sure do. And
you know, Carroll University has really played a fine football game. I know they're up against an opponent maybe they don't match up so well on paper. But
I'll tell you this, they won the third quarter though, 7-0.
Yeah, they did. You know.
And So, you know, and again, you like to see an exciting game. And Carroll defense is just really been a force here.
Yeah.
So it's second and about 15 here at the Blue Jay 38-yard line. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the – excuse me, single receiver right, Twins left. Here's the snap. Raby looking to his left. He's going downfield.
Going deep.
Keon Miller, well covered. Knocked down. Jeffrey Lelighter again, the freshman from Antioch.
You know, Don,
great coverage, Johnny.
It was really good coverage, but if Raby throws that into the corner of the end zone, I think he gets it.
If he can go deeper, yeah. And I think that's why Coach Buda called that timeout. You're right, the wind was favoring us going towards the Mez instead of the Falcone mezzanine.
That was a long ball, but if he had put five more yards on it, could have been a different result.
So make it 3rd and 15. Trips left this time, single receiver right, Case on Raby's left. Here's a snap. Raby looking to his left again. Short underneath pass to Case. Got some good blocking up here. Case pushes forward, close to the first down, and with the push, I think he's got it.
Scrub, he might have the first.
I think he's got it. A good little scrum in the last 3 or 4 yards. So a great call by Raby and company.
They will move the chain.
So
rattling
first
sound
play.
Is the chains moving.
Woo! Oh, don't you know that's the sound of them? Oh, sorry. Anyway, clock runs 14:29 in the final quarter here. A 45-14 lead, and the Piles are looking to add some more points here. Big, more insurance, if you will. Single receivers, both sides, ball on the left hash. Case on Raby's left. Here's a snap, and it's Case again going to the left here, going to the outside.
Oh, he almost got the corner.
Good yardage there to about the 19.
I mean, we'll
Jalen West with us grabbing the shirt tackle as Case almost got past him. So they're calling that 5 yard gain, 2nd and 5 from the 19. So Case giving us some quality yardage here for the Pios. Clock runs 13:50 and counting. So again, single receivers. Austin Eichstad lined up way right, ball on the left hash here. Case on Raby's left, 13:41 and counting, a 45-14 Pio lead. And it's going to be Case again up the middle here. And more positive yardage. First down yardage, I believe. He's close. Looks like he's being marked at the 18. They're waving the chains over. What's that sound, Johnny?
It's a rattling sound of the chains.
So Mikey Coleman comes in for the first time today as Jackson Case comes out. Great job by Case moving the needle here in this time-consuming drive, 13-17 and counting. The third first down here in a row. Single receivers both sides. Coleman on Raby's right here. Ball at the 19. Hand it off to Coleman. He goes up the middle, and he's got some positive yards. Make that another 4 or 5 yards. Ball marked at the – so, yeah, he went from the 14 to the 10, so – or 3 yard to 11. So 2nd and 7 here. Apologies on the miss marks. Again, a 45-14 lead. Piles threatening again. 12:37 and counting here. Single receivers both sides. Coleman on Raby's left. Here's a snap. Fakes to Coleman. Looks to his left for the end zone. No, he's got Reed Breckheimer.
Nice play.
For a nice little gain to the 4. Close to the first. Very close. It's going to be third, in about a yard. So good little out pattern there by Reed Breckheimer. Good recognition by Raby. Thought for a second he's going for the end zone there, Johnny. But
yeah, me too.
Had Breckheimer in the flat for positive yardage. And more importantly, it keeps the clock running here.
It does. 3rd and 1.
12-6 and counting here in this 3rd and 1. And what do you think? I'd send Raby over center in a silent snap. Have the big man push it forward, the X-Man.
Watch guy in the right-hand corner.
Snap. And he's looking to the end zone. It's the old corner pattern, and it's caught.
There it is. Got him.
Touchdown, Austin Eichstad. His first catch of the game is a Pio touchdown. Make that 51-14 for now as the Rent and the PAT team comes to look to add the 52nd point. So beautiful pass by Raby. Eichstad, good coverage, but yet uncontested as he jumped up for it and reeled it in.
I got to tell you, Raby telegraphed that. He looked right at Eichstad. They snapped the ball, and
they made it.
You know, I mean, they dared the defense to play it.
Yep, good corner pattern. And extra point, and there should be a penalty there in Elmhurst. They jumped over the lineman.
Gonna decline
and now some great old-school blocking there by the Pios grabbing legs to prevent that jump from meaning anything. They're calling it offsides defense, so no dangerous play or whatever you want to call it. But either way, it's the Pios 52 now and the Blue Jays of Elmhurst 14 after the 4-yard touchdown pass from Raby to Eichstad. We'll be back after this quick 30-second break on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to live and local coverage on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM. You're being treated to Carroll University football.
And an aggressive onside kick attempt was recovered by the Blue Jays at their own 45, so great field position for them. I don't think it was intended. It was just a really hard kick by Laurent that hit one of the guys in the front line up front for the Blue Jays and took a fortunate or fortuitous Blue Jay roll.
Yeah, it did.
You would have thought they would have bounced back at the Pios. But
well, you can't get much better what's going on for, you know, homecoming weekend, Don.
You sure can. A 52-14 lead. As here come the Blue Jays now. Pistol formation. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the right hash. And it's a handoff to Pollock up the middle. Boy, he's met.
There's nowhere to go there.
Riley Staub again. Another lumberjack with a big play. That makes it a short loss there. 2nd and 11 at the 44 for the Blue Jays. You know, Pollock was running the ball well earlier in the half. Had a couple first down yardage runs. But not on that play. Great job by Staub coming from the right end position to shut that down. So, and joining him is Braden Bolt there on the right side tackle, the junior from Fondy. And we got Luke Brosig in. Here's a snap. He looks to his left. He's got a guy. It's caught.
Boy, he threaded the needle there.
He sure did. There were three piles surrounding the receiver there over the middle. Good catch to Willard here. Let's get the number. Connor Willard, the freshman from McKesney Park. So that makes it 3rd and 1, actually. Beautiful. That was a bullet there. It had to be perfect. So Costa comes back from the sideline where Coach Murray gives him a play. There's a big key play here. Twins right, single receiver left. Tight end wing left. Pollock on, it's a pass play, and he's got Christian Klinger in the flat for a first down. A 2-yard gain, and Klinger finally catches one. So appreciate Coach Murray's belief in his players and confidence on a key play like that.
It's kind of like how Colonel Potter believed in Max Klinger.
There you go. 1st and 10.
Did you like that?
Yeah, remember there's one episode he impeached Klinger. Klinger thought he was being discharged, but he was actually being impeached from the presidency. Twins right, single receiver left here, 1st and 10 for the Blue Jays. Tailback Pollock on his right, fake.
Oh, there's holding.
He's going to his right in the rollout, and
oh
that's incomplete.
Oh, my God, the ref was like, he's right there. They held him.
So Blue Jays got away with the hold, and a Blue Jay player is down, God. Though, as the medical crew comes out. Haven't seen much of Steve Staub today, which is a good sign. We love talking to Steve. We were talking earlier the play, but... translation meaning that there's not a lot of piles. No one's been seriously hurt today, which is good news.
Yeah. I just can't believe some of these calls that don't get called, you know. I mean,
they are calling it pretty loose. And, you know, it's a give or take. You know, we've seen some games where there's just a lot of over-officiating. Or what did Marv Levy call them? Over-officious jerks. So that's your receiver, number 13, back on his Zach Henderson, back on his feet there. So he is hobbling. He's favoring the left leg there as he walks back. So hopefully he'll be okay.
Yeah, and we had a little spot of sun there. Now it's starting to cloud back up. Looks like it's threatening.
Sure is, yeah. We might have some rain coming. Yeah. 2nd and 10 for the Blue Jays with 9:41 remaining.
Wind's picking up.
Trailing 52-14. And, you know, mathematically it looks like, you know, the Blue Jays are out of this. But if they can get in the end zone quickly. Twin receivers both sides. He's going to hand it off to Pollock there. He's got some room on the left. He breaks. Oh, great tackle there.
Shoestring tackle.
He should have kept going. Marion Bridges with a big tackle.
Yeah.
If he kept running straight forward, it might have been a 6 or 7 yard game, but he tried cutting it outside, and Bridges, great arm tackle there on the leg, trips him up. So it's a 3 yard gain there, 3rd and 7 at 41 of the Pios, 9:17 and counting.
Try to get a little too fancy there, and you end up in the dirt.
So another 3rd.